Simon & Schuster Audio presents Searching for Beautiful by Jennifer Probst. Read by Madeline Mabee.
One. She had to get out of here. Genevieve McKenzie bent at the waist and tried to gulp in air. The filmy, delicate veil brushed her face like a dozen fingers bent on tickle torture. Panic clawed at her gut, and she reached up and ripped off the pearl-encrusted lace, placed her hands on her knees, and prayed for sanity. She was getting married. Right now. In 5 minutes. Her family stood outside the door, excited and chattering as they waited for her to emerge in all her pristine white glory. David posed at the front of the church in his tux, with the priest and his best man flanking his side. She imagined his beautifully tousled golden hair, killer smile, and sparkling green eyes. Perfect, as usual. While she was getting dressed, a delivery had arrived at the house. 2 dozen white roses with just the faintest tinge of pink in the centers. The card read, "I cannot wait until you are finally mine." Her bridal party sighed with pleasure. Her twin sister Isabella rolled her eyes and clutched her neck in mockery of gagging to death. She'd been quietly shushed by the others, while everyone held their breath, hoping she'd remain manageable until at least after the ceremony. It had been a rocky road between the sisters, so that Izzy even bothered to don a bridesmaid dress was a miracle. Jen's best friend, Kate, hurriedly put the roses in water until they stood straight and proud in the center of the dining room table amid a group of giggling, excited women. Her sister Alexa teased her husband about not receiving a thing on her big day, which brought on a tirade of groaning from Nick and her dad, whining about how reality television had given women false expectations of real romance. Jen kept smiling, murmured the correct responses, and held the card in a death grip. Then she ran to the bathroom, trying desperately not to vomit. Not the best reaction for a bride-to-be. Of course, she chalked it up to nerves, ignored her nausea, and got her ass into the stretch limo. She nodded and responded to her chattering bridal party.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?